Harper Audio presents Vampire Mine by Carolyn Sparks. Performed by Gabra Zachman. In loving memory of Caden Joshua Grakowski, heaven welcomed a perfect little angel, August 28, 2009. You felt that? She sandwiched his hand between both of hers. At first, I thought there was something odd about handshakes, but I felt nothing when the others held my hand. It is most curious, don't you think?
Marielle.
He winced when she brought his hand to her chest. He could feel the soft fullness of her breasts. His sight darkened, turning red. She tilted her head, regarding him curiously. I've been trying to understand this. I thought it might be lust, but I've always considered sin to be ugly and ultimately destructive. This doesn't feel like that. What would you call it? He swallowed hard.
Desire. Longing.
Her eyes widened with wonder.
Yes, that's it exactly.
He grabbed the back of her neck to pull her forward, then halted with his mouth less than an inch from hers.
Bloody hell, he had sworn he wouldn't do this.
She released his hand and wrapped her arms around his neck.
Yes,
she repeated, and all restraint was lost. Chapter 1. After 499 years of existence, Connor Buchanan arrived at an inescapable conclusion regarding himself. He was a cold-hearted old bastard. He slowed to a walk after checking the extensive grounds at Romatech. He'd enjoyed zipping through the trees at vampire speed, with the cool breeze whipping at his face and filling his nostrils with the heady scent of newly budded leaves and flowers. But then he'd realized why he welcomed the coming of spring. Not for the warmer temperatures, not for the promise of rebirth and renewal, since he would remain the same as he'd been for centuries. No, to be brutally honest with himself, it was the shorter nights he was looking forward to. That meant longer days and more death sleep. More time spent in utter oblivion. No thoughts, no memories, no remorse. The main building at Romatech Industries came into view, and he slowed his pace even more, struck by a sudden reluctance to re-enter the facility. More and more these days, he preferred to be alone. Why bother with companions? Was there any conversation he hadn't already experienced a dozen or more times? And if he even hinted at the black despair that threatened to engulf him, he would only receive knowing looks from other vamps as they doled out the usual diagnosis. He was nearing his 500th birthday, and apparently, hitting that mid-millennium marker could plunge the most stalwart of vamps into a midlife crisis.
Bullcrap.
Roman and Angus were both older than him, and they were content with their lives.
They're happily married.
He shoved that thought aside. He wouldn't fall prey to that form of insanity, no matter how old he got. No, he was fine with being a cold-hearted old bastard. He was good at it. He'd been perfecting the condition for years. He strode through a flower bed, trampling the new blossoms underfoot. At the side entrance, he slid his ID card through the security console and pressed his palm against the scanner. When his ultra-sensitive hearing detected the faint click of the lock releasing, he pushed open the side door and trudged down the hall to the McKay security office. His footsteps echoed in the empty hallway. No one came to Romatech on Saturday night except those who attended Mass on the far side of the facility.
He let himself into the security office and scanned the wall of surveillance monitors. Parking lot clear, corridors empty, cafeteria empty, heart empty. He pushed aside that errant thought and focused on the screen showing the chapel. Out of habit, he searched the small congregation to make sure Roman and his family were all right. Connor had been officially watching over Roman for more than 60 years now as a McKay S&I employee, first as head of security at Romatech, and in recent years as personal bodyguard. Since Roman Dragonesti was the inventor of synthetic blood and the owner of Romatech where it was produced, he presented a tempting target for the malcontents, who considered synthetic blood an insult and threat to their murderous way of life.